Welcome to the Heal Your Body, High Blood Pressure, Hypertension, Tapping Meditation. In this tapping meditation, we'll focus on reducing your high blood pressure by applying the insights and affirmations provided in the best-selling book, Heal Your Body, by my dear departed friend, Louise Hay. Louise was a big fan of tapping, and we've created these meditations based on her work with the blessing of the publishing company she started, Hay House. Louise always explained that her work was to be used in conjunction with proper medical care, so make sure to consult your doctor. This meditation and the tapping within it, when combined with proper medical care, nutrition, exercise, and healthy habits, can make a big difference in your physical condition. Louise identifies the emotional component of high blood pressure as long-standing emotional problems not solved. So let's do some tapping around this concept. We'll begin by giving a voice to those thoughts or emotions you may be feeling, and then finish with the affirmation that Louise offers to heal your body of high blood pressure. I joyously release the past. I am at peace. Please note, we're going to bring up a lot of different concepts and ideas during this tapping meditation. Some may resonate with you and some may not. The purpose is to move your body into a more ideal state for healing to take place and to explore what may be in the way of that healing. Be gentle with yourself and curious about this process of allowing your body to heal. Start by tuning into your body, especially around the pressure built up in your veins and arteries, or any place in your body that feels overly stressed. As you focus your attention on these areas of high pressure or stress in your body, I want you to think about what's been happening in your life that may be affecting you emotionally. Are there any areas of high stress in your life? Is there a highly emotional event from your past that is still causing you stress today? When you hear the emotional component of high blood pressure described as long-standing emotional problems not solved, what's the strongest emotion or memory that comes up for you? If no clear emotions or insights come up, tune in to the general stress you're feeling around your high blood pressure and mark the intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10 on the app. And now let's do some tapping. We'll start by taking a gentle breath in and let it go. Tapping on the karate chop point, repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. As always, we'll start with the negative or the truth about how we're feeling, not to anchor it in, but to acknowledge it and let it go, tapping the side of the hand. Even though I might have this emotional pressure built up in my body, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Still on the side of the hand, even though the stress of these emotions and memories could be showing up in my body, I choose to relax and feel safe now. One more time on the side of the hand. Even though I've been holding on to these emotions and memories for so long, either consciously or unconsciously, I am open to releasing them now. Eyebrow, all of this emotional pressure. Side of the eye, all of this stress in my body. Under the eye, all of this anxiety. Under the nose, what can I do to resolve this stress in my life? Under the mouth, my body feels stuck in fight or flight mode. collarbone, like a permanent reaction to stress. Under the arm, all of this stress and anxiety. Top of the head, all of this emotional pressure in my body. Back to the eyebrow, long-standing emotional problems. Side of the eye, all this long-term stress in my body. Under the eye, it's safe to tune in to these memories and emotions. Under the nose, I wonder when this started. Under the mouth, and I wonder if it's related to my high blood pressure. Collarbone, all the stress in my body. Under the arm, it's safe to acknowledge this stress. Top of the head, and it's safe to begin to let it go. Back to the eyebrow, all this pressure in my veins and arteries. Side of the eye, this continual source of stress in my life. Under the eye, it's safe to release all of this stress from the past. Under the nose, it's safe to release all of this tension in my circulatory system. Under the mouth, feeling safe in my body. Collarbone, letting go of all these stressful emotions. Under the arm, the more I acknowledge what happened in the past, top of the head, the more I can begin to let it go. Now go back to tapping gently on the eyebrow. I just want you to listen and visualize or imagine as I continue to guide you through the points. Tapping on the eyebrow, tune in to your circulatory system. All of the veins and arteries, and even the tiny capillaries that run throughout your entire body. Just imagine them in your mind as I repeat out loud what Louise says about high blood pressure. Long-standing emotional problems not solved. Tune into your body and just see how that feels. Moving to the side of the eye. Long-standing emotional problems not solved. Be present to those words and the feelings that they bring up within you. Under the eye. Can you remember times of high emotional stress in your life? Perhaps something that happened in the past, either recent or distant, that you're still emotionally attached to today. Under the nose, feeling present, strong, and safe in your body. Just allow these emotions to surface. Is there a memory that's playing for you now? Is there something someone said or did? Just be present to whatever comes up. Under the mouth. If you can remember when your high blood pressure first showed up, ask yourself, what was going on in my life at the time? Collarbone, feeling into your body. Notice if anything is changing or shifting for you. How does your body feel? Is this pressure of long-standing emotional problems stuck in your body? And if so, what would it take to let it go? under the arm. Feel your body relaxing with gentle healing energy now flowing throughout your entire circulatory system as these old emotions, memories, and beliefs are acknowledged and released. Top of the head, relaxing even more, letting go of these old memories and stressful emotions, feeling safe in your body now. Now let's repeat the affirmations that Louise provides for lowering your high blood pressure. You can either say them out loud or in your mind. Eyebrow, I joyously release the past. Side of the eye, I am at peace. Under the eye, I am safe. Feel this throughout your entire body. Under the nose, I joyously release the past. What does that affirmation feel like in your body? What does it mean to you? Under the mouth, I am at peace. Feel that peace as your veins and arteries throughout your entire body relax, letting your lifeblood flow freely and easily. Collarbone, I am safe. Feel your entire body relax as the stress just melts away. Under the arm, I joyously release the past. Top of the head, I am at peace. You can gently stop tapping and take a gentle breath in and let it go. Now tune back into the emotions, memories, or stress that you felt at the beginning of this tapping meditation and rate the intensity with a new number on a scale of 0 to 10. Go ahead and mark that on the app now. If a lot of feelings or memories came up for you during this meditation, be sure to note them down. You can tap on them at a later point, or simply repeat this meditation with that memory or those feelings in mind. The more you do this process, the more you'll identify the potential emotional components of your high blood pressure, and the more your body will be encouraged to heal. In just these few minutes of tapping, you lowered cortisol and other stress hormone levels in your body. You might have actually even lowered your blood pressure. You moved your body into a healing state, and you began to let go of these conscious and unconscious limiting beliefs that are holding your body back from healing. Well done. Use this meditation daily and watch your life and your body transform. Until we tap together again, this is Nick Ortner. Take care and keep tapping.